Hey, hey, welcome to a brand new episode of Straight Up Show Podcast. I am your host, Calvin. And guess what? It is Monday, and you know what that means. It's a brand new edition of Straight Up Show Podcast, Music Monday. And y'all, man, y'all have really made Music Monday one of the biggest things on our podcast platform. And like, you know, I love music. I love all genres of music. And if you've been a fan of our podcast, you know that we have different genre of music and artists that come on Music Monday. And like, you know, it has been such an impactful segment that we had to have it going and going and going, especially this season. And one of my favorite artists that I've had on this podcast on Music Monday, as a close friend of mine, he is our guest. He was so nice that he came back to do it twice. So without further ado, help me welcome the rap assassin, the one and only, the F-I-V-E, Five. Hey, man, what's up, man?
What's happening, man? Good to be back, brother.
Yes, sir. And like I said, man, thank you for coming back on the Straight Up Show podcast, Music Monday, man. Like, when you came on the show, man, people were really feeling like Five, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You already know.
Yes, sir. And I said, Five, you know what? You know, you did such a great job, man. You're always welcome back. And look, it's kind of hard when like something happens to somebody and you say, hey, man, if you need something, like hit me up. Like, and sure enough, I said, hey, if you want to come back in the podcast, hit me up. And guess what he did? He came back and he accepted the invitation. And here we are again, man. So Five, man. So once again, man, I just want to say thank you for coming back on the show today.
Oh, you already know, man. Pleasure of mine, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So like, you know, me, if y'all have not listened to the first part of Music Monday featuring Five, man, he is definitely a good friend of mine. But before we get into the details, can you tell us, like, who you are and what you do?
Oh, I go by the name of Five, man. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, man. I'm out here in Boston, Massachusetts right now. I'm a rapper. Entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? A businessman, man, but I mostly write raps, man. That's what I do.
Yes, sir. And like I said, the pen assassin, you know.
Yes, sir.
I called you the rap assassin, my bad. The pen assassin. Still a rap assassin too, you know. Just an assassin, the rap assassin. So the pen assassin, the rap assassin, man, he is definitely one of my favorites, man. And like, I just had to have him back on the show, man, because you've been doing some great things and you got some upcoming projects. And like, he is one of very few artists. People are busy, you know, but you know, I love the fact that you stay true to your craft. You know, you're working right now. He's busy right now. Like, one of my favorite songs from Five is The Hustle Way, man. So how do you find that balance of just like working, being a father, and just still trying to hone your craft all at the same time?
Well, you said it right there, man. You said being a father. So I guess I learned it from fatherhood, man. When you are a father, or just being an adult, you learn how to be a professional juggler. You know, learning how to do two things at one time, man. And that's what I've been doing. I've been working and I've been, you know, doing the music and, you know, just trying to, sometimes, you know, I do the music a little more than working sometimes, but you know, you have to pay the bills. So you have to do what's the most important. And that's, you know, put the food on the table. But I try to balance both of them at the same time as much as possible.
Yeah, man, like I said, it's just, and like I said, if y'all have not been familiar with, you know, Five and our relationship, just remind the people, how do we know each other?
Oh, man, we come from the same neck of the woods, man. We're from Shreveport, man. We went to the same high school, played on the same football team, man. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of love there, man. And it's a lot of, you know, a lot of different things that we have in common. You know, we from that beehive, we from the yellow jacket, man.
So shout out to CE Bird, man.
You already know.
And like I tell people all the time, man, like, you know, Five, you know, he'll be around school and like, I don't care what nobody says, man, especially class of 08. Like, he was the freshest person ever, man. And you know it's true, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I did something a little here and there, but it was a bunch of other cats too, man. But I appreciate it.
Nah, come on, man. Nobody was touching your swagger back then, man. And like, one thing Five was always known for, man, you always had the best ways, bro. And we in our 30s and now you still got the best way.
I'm trying to keep them together, bro. I'm trying to keep them together. I'm looking They're a little shallow right now, but I'm gonna get them back straight and put that wave cap on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate them. You see me, I'm over here looking rough, y'all. So I'm being straight up. I ain't shaved yet. And look, like I didn't start getting facial hair till I was 25. So I'm like, hey, I'm just enjoying it a little bit that I get.
Hey.
So,
me too, brother. Me too. Okay, I'm glad I still got this baby face. They're like, man, you can't grow no beard. Nah, I want to look as young as possible, man, for as long as I can, man.
They say black don't crack. So just
you show right about that, brother.
Yes, sir. So man, like you said, he's back on the Music Monday. Man, and like, man, A5, Music Monday has been blowing up, man. And like, you definitely been, and like, if you all have not seen our brand newest PSA or commercial for Music Monday, man, I had to leave you at the end. Like, I had to, man, because it was like, you just get that rawness and just see how much, you know, and plus, you know, The Hustle Way is my favorite song, man. So I got to really, because it really is, I really feel like The Hustle Way is really like one of those anthem type songs. Like, you know, hustle. That's what we doing. Like, and it's like, man, like, it's an anthem, man. Like, you really just, it's something that you really feel. And like, I encourage y'all. And now I have all his links, of course, but like, The Hustle Way, man, you just, and that's not your only song, of course, but like, it's just that, to me, I feel like that song was an anthem. And like, it really just, I promise you, when I first heard it, and like, we got through at the show, I had it on loop, you know, left and right. I ain't gonna lie, I was like, damn, hustle. And it's the way you deliver the hustle. Just like, so I really, yeah. But before we go, we kind of like deep dive into the interview right quick. And we kind of catching back up. Just if you can tell me, like, you know, how has being on Music Monday impacted you since the show left? Like, how has that impacted you, if it did or if any?
Yeah, it definitely did. After I did your interview, man, it was I actually did a couple more radio interviews. So it kind of prepped me to get prepared, you know, to be in front of the camera and talk to people, because, you know, I'm not a person that really like to be in the camera a lot, even though I got all these videos, you know. So I'm really like a person that really don't like the limelight, but what I do, I have to be in the limelight a lot. So it just gave me the practice, man, you know, so once I get around somebody else, I know how to do it. But it was also, man, it was like an honor, man, you know, to see myself on a platform with somebody actually talking to me and want to hear about what I'm doing. So, man, it was encouraging, you know, gave me the idea and the mindset to keep going, man. So it did wonders for me. And, you know, my followers, I got it like, oh, you're here on this show, you know, and they tapped in too. So it helped me tremendously, bro. And that's love.
Yeah, man, we give you love straight back. Man. Like I said, I tell any of the artists, like, hey, if you want to come back on here and talk to us again, man, come back on it. And because, like I said, just, you know, we're doing this for y'all. You know, we want to get our music out there and make sure people can hear. And you know me, I'm really picking on music, you know. So just, you know, just to have artistry. And if you go, because one thing about Five, and one, I got two questions before commercial break. One thing about Five is that he's very unique. And you don't really see that people are, a lot of rap artists, special artists today, they're staying in one lane. They don't really just try to branch out and be different, because, I mean, Five, you know, how many artists you can hear right now, rappers right now, they sound like somebody else. You know what I mean? And like with you, it's like you're different. And you know, I think it's the whole package. You got the videos, the promo, you got the sound, you got the message. And it's like, you know, for those who really don't know your music, can you explain your style of music and, you know, what kind of artist you are?
I feel like I'm in my own lane. I feel like I'm more of a struggle rapper. I'm more of a, I wouldn't say a conscious rapper, but I am conscious about what I'm saying. I guess a storyteller, because you like, you won't ever hear my raps like I'm going to give you some bad advice or something. I'm always telling you something that I done got through an obstacle that I done overcame. I'm also actually, you know, trying to encourage whoever listening to it, man, to motivate you. So if I had to put myself in somebody lane, I'd probably be like either like a J. Cole or even like a Nipsey Hussle, you know, by the motivation side of it. I would call it struggle music, man, because everything, what I try to do is I try to keep it real. I try to use my stuff I went through. And, you know, I just try to show you the other side of the coin. So that's what I would call it. I'd call it struggle music.
And like, you know, this season, like right now, what we're doing with Straight Up Show Podcast is about like taking risk and gambling, like, you know, and struggling, like, and part of struggling is taking risk. And like, so with you being in the game for how many years has it been almost you've been in the game?
So officially, I would say when I really just started taking it serious, it's probably like 2020. And then I like 2020, I started taking it serious when I we shot our first video around that time. So once I got the visual behind me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. And then when COVID hit, I kind of like slacked off. And then 2022, it's just like something hit me like, man, get on the gas. And I just got on the gas and really just took it officially just seriously. So I probably about three years.
But of course, I know you've been rapping for a long time. You know what I mean?
Like, I've been rapping, probably 2003.
Yeah. I know what I said. You said 3 years. I mean, you mean like 20? Because I didn't want you to sit there and remind me how old you are. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know I've been knowing you like half my life. So I'm like, yeah, it's been 20 something years. You know, you've been doing it for a minute. So. But with you doing this for almost, you know, been indulging in rap and then music, you know, like you talk about struggle music, you know, and like you being in here so long, you had some highs and you had some lows, but like, you know, how do you put this struggle music and what are some of your struggles that you face in doing your music and the subjects that you rap about?
I would just try to say, staying true to myself and not trying to follow the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm older, you know, I heard Andre 3000 said in one interview, he was like, he don't want to rap no more because he really don't know what to rap about. Like, because of the, you know, what's going on right now with everybody rapping about this and that, trap and this and that. But I feel like I rap about what I go through my day to day, or I rap about something I went through and something I can, you know, I see these other kids doing. I can kind of give them game too. So what I would say is just about what's like going on in my day to day. Like if I'm struggling, like, you know, trying to pay this bill or putting this on the line, you know, make this happen for on this side, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of risk that's going with this rap stuff, man, especially if you're trying to, I'm a father of three, you know, you got to take care of the kids at the end of the day. But it's also like, yeah, I want to follow my dream too. So he's like, it's a toss up. So you talking like, I always try to mention my girls, man, because they my motivation for this. My kids, my number one motivation for this, and my family. And of course my, you know, my peoples, but my girls number one. So I kind of be very vigilant of what I'm saying and what I'm putting together, just in case when they get older, they be like, well, daddy said this or daddy said this. So I got to, you know, I try to make sure that if they end up seeing it or run across it, they understand where I'm coming from. So, you know.
And that's pretty cool to sit there and put your kids into it, man. That's kind of like, because that shows the realness. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I question a lot of people besides like 21 Savage, I think. But a lot of people, how many people do you see put their kids in their music? You know what I mean? Like, you don't really hear about it. It's not personal. You know what I mean? It's always like trapping or like, you know, sex and stuff like that. Yeah, that's part of the culture, but it's like, you know, that's not all we are. You know what I'm saying? So like, I really feel like that you do this in a good way and like where people kind of connect to you. So personally, like I said, outside of knowing you, like when I hear your music, that's where I connect with, you know what I mean? So that's why I had to have my Music Monday, y'all, because it is real. Our show is called Straight Up, and there's nobody more straight up than the FIVE, the Rap and Pen Assassin. We're going to double miss that. So we're going to have a little bit more with Five on the other side of the break. Make sure you stay tuned to the Straight Up Show podcast.
Yo, you gotta pay to play. Hustle on my day and day. Yellow face, crushed ice, looking like Chardonnay. Ain't gotta pop off. The fellas always pop flaves. Since I was in the sixth grade with G-Nights and Tim Faze. A student of the craft. I hate a math, but numbers got me paid. Always had them killer tactics. Bag it up and burn the basket. Meet me on the next block. His mama, she don't like the traffic. Rollies always been a blasket. Hublots, them automatics. Big rims, got them staggered. You can keep your latest fashion. I don't like the talk, the hustle do. And it's always bragging, just enough rope to hang they self. I'll buy the smoke while thumping ashes. Hustle, that's what we doing. Hustle, that's how we moving. Hands to the sky, I know God gon' see me through it. It's been a tough year for all of us, but man, we getting to it. Hustle, that's what we doing. Hustle, that's how we move. Hands to the sky, I know God gon' see me through it. It's been a tough
new year. Season of Riskier Conversations. With more groundbreaking and rewarding stories. And always rolling the dice of our truths. But this is a place where bluntness wins big. The Straight Up Show podcast is back with our eighth season. So take a chance and listen now.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. A new artist hits the Straight Up stage for another edition of Music Monday. Tune in to hear talented music artists from all over the world. Artists like Victoria Silk and Jonathan Valenzuela. Come experience some of the best that music has to offer and see why fans want more. Artists like the rap assassin Five. It's Music Monday only on the Straight Up Show podcast. Are you an up-and-coming artist and would like your music to be featured on the show? Don't wait. Send us a message right now.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Straight Up Show podcast. I am your host. And today it is Music Monday. Hey, my favorite part of Mondays where we have artists all around the world come on our show, talk about their music, my love of music, and just talk about their art as it is and them creating art known as music. And man, I got one of my favorite artists that I've had on the show, no disrespect to anybody else, but one of my favorites, some of the best songs out there, the F-I-V-E, the Pen Assassin, known as the letter V, Five. Man, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You already know, brother.
Yes, sir. And like, so, man, this guy, he's been busy. He's been a dad. He's been working, been rapping, been promoting. He's been doing a lot. Man, my favorite, tell me what song this is, but it was a visual of you, the video, where you're getting your hair cut and you rapping. Like, what song was that?
Oh, man, you went back in the case. Hey, that's off that Young M.A., man. I was actually in Florida out there, man. I actually did that whole video myself, edited it and chopped it myself, man. That's crazy. I forgot all about that. It was off of my mixtape. I was a feature on my boy mixtape, man. And I just did my verse and shot a video to it while I was out there in Florida. That was my little brother cutting my hair, by the way, too.
Okay. Yeah, I was like... And like you just, I don't know, I just thought it was really cool, man, just sitting there getting your hair cut. Because once again, that's displaying the culture, you know, because look at his hair right now. Look at his hair. It just waves everywhere, man.
Trying, brother.
Hey, just clean cut. That's why I got my hoodie on right now. Your boy looking rough right now. So I'm in between right now, y'all. Like, there's an in-between mode. But, man, Five, once again, thank you so much. I also want to thank you because you came through on a promise for me. You said once you get through getting interviewed by me, that you was going to bring somebody else on. And who was that?
Oh, that's the homie, Marlo, man. Yeah, as soon as we got out there, I was hollering at him, bro. I was like, get in his ear real quick. I was like, man, you can do this, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah. Glad he came through, man.
Yeah, he came through. He definitely delivered. And, like, you know, all of us went to high school together. So to see these two guys doing music and, like, actually being successful with it, like, I was like, and I didn't know, because I mean, I've heard a lot of y'all stuff back in the day, but like now it was like, that pen is getting lethal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so to have him on the Hustle Way, you know, remix, I'm like, oh,
man. And all honesty, man, Marlo, he the one that really made me pick up my pen, man, and made me start writing. Because, you know, when I met him in middle school, and it was like, at the back of the bus, he used to always be rapping and stuff. And he came and he was a kid from out of state, out of New York. And he was just, I was like, who this is? And he'll be at it every day, man. To the point where I was like, hey, man, what's your name? He was like, man, I'm Skip. You know what I'm saying? We went by, it went from there, man. He went to show me how he formatted raps and, you know, 8 bars, 16 bars. So I got picking up writing and learning bars from him. Yeah, that's one of my closest and dearest friends, man. It's my homie.
Hey, you know what's crazy? And I tell people all the time, like, yeah, I know some people might look at me the same way, but like me just being in my room making like a mixtape on the radio, record. Remember, you had to record the song on a tape, you know what I mean? Just to hear it, you know, Hot 99.7, just be like, hey, can you play this song right quick? And, you know, record it so you can play it back later on. So like just me actually making my own like radio show at 15, 16, and like to be where I'm at right now, that I think that's kind of like, you have to be born into your craft. And I think it makes no better feeling to see you and Skip, that's playing, see you and Marlo King, like, from childhood to now still doing it, man. Like, that's almost, what, 20 years ago, man, and we're still doing our craft, man. Like, so I'm telling you, man, there's nothing more beautiful to see that, man. Like, to see, you know, y'all still doing it, man. So to see, shout out to Marlo King, man. Hey, thank you so much for coming on Trip Show Podcast. Hey, if you want to come back, you know, hey, come back, you know. Like I said, Five, you have been busy, man. You've been very busy. What have you been up to since you left the show?
I think after I left the show, I think we did the interview like probably in March, but like right after that, I got into a situation where I was able to be in front of Dave East. You know, I got to rap for Dave East. I actually shot a video with him. And, you know, we chopped it up. Real cool dude. I came out here to Boston, chopped it up with him. You know, when I met him, he's still Five. You know, he still knew who I was. And we in the midst of working on something together. So don't be surprised. You see that feature from Dave East coming pretty soon. I just dropped another project 10 days ago. Also, like in October, I met D1 through my other musical partner, Truth Music. Him and D1 real tight. So he told D1 I'm come out to the open mic. I came to the open mic, met D1. We rapped. After the show was over, we did a cypher in the middle of the, you know, middle of Tufts University. You know, we just made a relationship there. He just actually had a open mic like 2 weeks ago. I came out. You remember who I was? And it was all love, man. You know, he shouted me out, and you know, just been working, man. Just been working, bro. Just putting this music together, man. Like I said, I just dropped a new EP called Nothing Personal. Fire. So I just been working, man, putting these videos together and just putting this music and content together.
Yeah, let's talk about Nothing Personal. Like, how did that come about? And first off, before I even go into that, like, man, big props to Dave East, man, because, like, a lot of people sleep on Dave East, too. And I'm like, man, like, I like his... I first got introduced to Dave East during Madden, playing Madden, you know what I mean? And like, he was on Madden. It's like, okay, he got bars. And then I saw him acting. I'm like, he acting like he looks like Method Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then like, after that, like, oh man, he got some bars. And so after that, like, I was like, man, my boy, you know, Five is like really, and to me, I think when you met him, that's when Wu-Tang was like, the show was popping. So I'm like, man, that's me. I'm thinking marketing, like, man, he is really hitting the iron while it's hot. So now he got Dave East in his ear. I'm like, bro, like, Five is hustling, like, for real.
Yeah, bro. It was an amazing experience, bro, you know, because
I thought it was fake, you know what I'm saying? I thought the meetup was fake. So I had to actually take a risk and a chance. So I had my partners to come from Shreveport. They loaded up. We drove to New York together. All in the caravan, man. We went up there, got to Harlem. It was outside of the store. We like, man, is it real? Is it fake? You know what I'm saying? So, and it ended up being what it was, bro. And it was straight love, bro. He actually got because he was like, man, where y'all from? And I was like, we from Louisiana. And coincidentally, he got an aunt that's from Lafayette, like a bunch of his family from Lafayette. He like, man, I ain't been to Louisiana in years, man. He's like, y'all like it with me, man. So we got in there. He was just supposed to do a drop for me. He supposed to just do like, you know, just my homie Five, man. Y'all make sure to check him out, such and such. I played my music. He was like, man, he like, homie spitting. And so I just told my cameraman, like, man, just record everything while you in there. So we shot the whole video in this store, man. And he showed me mad love. He was like, man, that's on the house, bro. Y'all cool. After we shot the video, we stayed in there probably like 20 minutes to a half an hour, just chilling with him, just talking, just giving me game, dropping jewels on me, man. So it was crazy, bro. That day was definitely crazy, bro. Cause I wasn't expecting any of that, bro. I was expecting to be in and out, and it, what it was supposed to be, what it was supposed to be like 5 minutes, it turned into like 35 to 40 minutes, you know. We was just chilling with him.
Yeah, and so and you see how it is to, if you would never took that risk, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, you know, if you never took that risk, you wouldn't be having gotten that feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, I'm not going to lie to you. After I took that risk, bro, I was like, man, I'm taking every risk after that, man, because you never know what's on the other side of that door. I heard, actually heard Will Smith say something like that, man. He said on the other side of risk is opportunity or something, or some other lines of that. But since I've been taking risks everywhere I go, man, like as far as like for the music, you know, I'm like, man, I'm gonna take a chance of doing this, you know? So it's been a couple of artists that I looked up to that's been like tapping in with me. I don't want to say too much, but, you know, before it come, but it's been a bunch of artists, you know, from Louisiana that's tapped in with me. A bunch of artists from New York definitely that tapped in with me, you know, shouted me out, gave me props on what I'm doing. So don't be surprised by the end of the year. You see me with somebody else, man, doing something else, man. But I'm just grinding. I'm out here grinding, bro. I'm out here grinding.
Yes, sir. And like, yeah, I see you, man. Now you got a brand new EP, man. Like, give us a little bit about the EP and, like, tell us how you came about it and, like, what we should be expect.
Okay. Nothing personal, to be honest with you, man. I had the project was done after the Letter V Deluxe was already done. It was just about me being me and just sitting on it. And, you know, people was like, man, when you going to drop something new? I'm like, man, I got a project already, so... I think I did like one new song on the EP. I think it was Real Life. That was the last song. No, Reps was the last song I did. And I was like, you know what, man? Because I talked to my uncle. He was like, man, go ahead and put the EP out. Because I got another one after this one I already finished too. He was like, go ahead, throw the EP out, bro. And, you know, whatever it is, you know, just put it out and let's see what the fans think about it. So I definitely say this EP. It's on the same like on the same time as the Letter V and Letter V Deluxe, you know. I got two features on it. I got Marlo King on there. I got this rapper out of Shreveport and Bossier called Knowledge 312. Tap in with him, hey, dude, crazy man. Hey, y'all, if you don't know who Knowledge 312 is, man, y'all go do y'all research, man. Hey. Homie got a real story, man. And I had to get him we got a track called The Wrong Time. Another reason why it took the EP so long to drop is because I was actually going through a little battle with Warner Brothers because of the instrumental that I had. I had bought this instrumental from a producer a while back, like a year or two back, and he ended up reselling the instrumental to somebody else, to this Warner Brother artist. I can't remember the guy's name, but my song, I feel like my song was way harder than his. But I ran into something when I tried to upload it to the DSPs, it wouldn't let me upload it. So I had to go back and forth with Spotify, DistroKid, try to contact Warner Brothers and, you know, try to kind of sort it out. And that's why I like when I put it out digitally so you can just get it strictly from me. But we actually put it out 10 days ago, so it should be available Saturday for everybody can hear it. So it's nothing personal. It'll be on all DSP Saturday. So if y'all want to tap in, definitely tap in. There's a lot of good joints on there, man. Like I said, I got Marlo King, got Knowledge 312 on there. I got a song called I'm On Go. It's a little different from any other song I've done. It's more upbeat. More of that Louisiana feel. And I feel like it's actually a theme song for Louisiana because I'm shouting out a bunch of stuff that's in Louisiana, like Shreveport, Bossier, Shout Not Out, Palooza, Steve Murder, No Limit, Cash Money. There's a bunch of stuff that like references that come from our state. So you need something upbeat, you want something more southern, I got you on this one. I'm on go. Definitely the one you want to tap in with.
I mean, you sold me already. Take my money. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you do it. That's how you promote yourself, you know?
Yeah. This is gonna be hard, man. This is gonna be a little different. And then after this one, I'm gonna switch it up all the way. So that's all I'm gonna say about the next project. But I'm nothing personal is what y'all should be focused on, man. It's hard, man. And if you ain't heard the Letter V or the Letter V Deluxe, man, definitely tap into them two projects too.
And so you over here promoting yourself, you're getting me hyped up for this EP and stuff like that. But before you go, tell people how they can find you on social media. How can they get the Letter V Deluxe, Nothing Personal, all the other stuff? How can people reach out to you and find you?
Okay, you can find me on Spotify. It's 5, F-I-V-E. On Instagram, it's YIC Productions. That's YIC Productions. And that's the same. That's on all platforms. On YouTube, same thing, YIC Productions. And if you want to get the Letter V, the Letter V Deluxe is on all platforms. Just type 5 in, you'll find it. Now, but if you want to get Nothing Personal exclusive, you want it today, you just DM me and I'll send it to you directly, you know, and then you can have it like that. But it will be on all DSPs on Saturday. So you want to wait till Saturday to be my guest? You want to get it right now? Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Okay. And so, and of course, if you didn't get all that, we'll have all the information. If you're watching TV or on YouTube, you'll see it on the ticker below. If you're listening, we'll have it on the show's description. And let me ask you one question before we get out of here right quick. You know, you've been doing this for a long time, a very, very long time. And like you keep going, you just said you got Nothing Personal right now, but then you got more music after that.
Yeah.
To you as an artist and you being, you know, who you are, what does success in this game mean to you? What will it be to you at the end of the day?
Success for me, man, I'm not looking for no accolades or no, like, no trophies or nothing. I just want to make sure my family's straight, man. You know, that I make my mark in this world, man, and leave a message, man. Leave something that's positive somebody can take and they can move with the next generation. So I'm not looking for no trophies. I'm not looking to be the best rapper. I'm just looking to give good advice, man, and wisdom to the people under me, the generations under me, man, and put my family in a better situation. You know what I'm saying? That's wow. About it.
I like to hear that, man. There you go, man. Hey, they all have, man, 5, the Letter V, the Pen and Rap Assassin. Hey, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Straight Up Show podcast.
I appreciate you, brother. It's always a pleasure, man.
All right. And guys, that's the end of our show. We have a lot more coming up. Make sure you go to our website, straightupshowpodcast.com. That's str8upshowpodcast.com. Also, if you want to be a patron, go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/straightupshowpodcast318. straightupshowpodcast.com, Patreon 318, straightupshowpodcast 318. There we go. My bad. We got it now. But once again, 5, thank you so much for coming to Straight Up Show Podcast. There's only one rule to our show. You got to be
straight up.
And 5, before you go, you got a little something for us, right?
Yeah. Before I get into that, man, I want to shout out Unc Working, man, my manager. That's my uncle, man. I want to shout out the Goodfellas. I want to shout out Shreveport, Louisiana, man. All my people, all my supporters, man. But we about to get into this new joint called Reps, man. Tap in.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. 5 reps.
Thankful for breath. Yeah.
They be talking the most, man. They don't even be in the gym with you. But I'm just
thankful for breath.
Talking about no reps at all. Talking about what you should do next. It's all good, though. I'm up at 3 a.m. putting reps together. While they sleep. I just been chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Getting it together. It's on me. It's nothing personal, but it's personal. It's on me. I got you.
I've
I've been quiet trying to figure out life and keep it going. No matter how you hide your history, keep on showing. Gotta cut the snakes right at the neck that it keep on growing. Used to feel like you're the happiest whenever your teeth are showing. So I seen a lion killing his prey and his teeth are showing. Same way they double tapping your pictures, they'll eat you for them. Say they about to take over, I'm cooking the ether for them. How you spitting fire, but I'm the one keeping the heater warm. You got power, did you not watch Ghosts in season 4? Had it all, but was way too blind to see the flaw. Yeah, I'm different, cause I know the effects come from a cause. And respectfully, I don't encourage what they endorse. How you say you for the culture and then tear it apart? Brainwash the youth in the cities, turning to morgues. Number bears in my circle and they ain't looking for porridge. All about the dough like blue hairs on Mars. Niggas never around while you practicing and getting your reps. Times to get hard, I'm just thankful for breath. Got an opinion on how I be living, if nigga keep it to self. Don't throw rocks if you can't take them yourself. Now everybody right until they wrong, I'm just trying my best. Truth to be told, I'm just thankful for breath. Got an opinion on how I be living, nigga keep it to self. Don't throw rocks if you can't take them yourself. If all else fails, I got reps and I'm chasing my dreams. I done went way beyond living outside of my means. I done put it all on the line when I'm making a scene. And if it don't work, then it's cool, I was chasing my dreams. I could never be one of them people who never believe. I was too clever, used to keep something under my sleeve. If this don't work, you can trust me, I'll get them with these. Yeah, I got gang like Wisconsin, a capital G. Gotta get it right, cause my daughter's depending on me. How I'm gonna help them if the judge end up sentencing me? Courtroom, tears in the eyes while they shack me. Wondering why trouble keep on constantly following me. Why you bothering me and all I was trying to achieve? And though I left the city, I'm still an Eastern, a product of Zeke. And we ain't have much, so if we get it, we playing for keeps. It's all on you, I feel like Jizzle was never around while you practicing and getting your reps. Times to get hard, I'm just thankful for breath. Got an opinion on how I be living, again, keep it to self. Don't throw rocks if you can't take them yourself. Now everybody right until they wrong, I'm just trying my best. Truth to be told, I'm just thankful for breath. Got an opinion on how I be living, again, keep it to self. Don't throw rocks if you can't take